Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up? It's been so many weeks.
It's been a long, long
time. Oh my God. Please stop looking at these hotels. Guys, we understand people need to go on holiday. 128,000 for a holiday.
Per night. Yeah, it's per night.
I thought it was like an experience.
No, it's per night.
Oh my God. Who pays this? If you're a Kenyan and you pay this.
Remember the one we saw for $9,000?
Nine.
For a night. A group of people. Like dollars. Six of your friends.
I don't like, as an African, I don't like justifying things with quantity. You know that African thing we always do where we are like, $9,000. I could have bought a car. Yeah. Could have bought a house.
Yeah, but this one.
I don't like justifying. And like, it's just something about us. Why do we value quantity? I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, for me, I would say I'm buying a camera or a studio for $9,000. Somebody's like, you can buy a car. I continue putting money into the car. I never get anything back.
But this doesn't make sense, honestly.
I saw something for $1,000. Anyway, guys, talking of holidays, we are kids of the 90s. We are Nairobians of the 90s. I'm more of an early 90, you're more of a mid 90. You're like millennial pushing Gen Z.
I can't. Okay, old one. Are you happy? Wow.
Growing up in the 90s has to be one of the most interesting times ever. Ever. Like, I don't know. There was just something about growing up in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
The huge TVs we had. Like, we had huge TVs. Like, I feel we don't take, like, flat screen TVs, like, with much care that we used to.
Yeah, TVs were the thing. Like, mwana TV kubwa.
And it was like 24 inches. It wasn't like 50. Yeah. Like, how are you going to people's houses and it's like a 50-inch TV and you're like, my God, that's normal. It was such a... And then that sound when it used to, like, turn on. It was like...
Yeah. Okay. Very
old. No! Everyone had that TV.
Yeah, but for you, clearly, it's embedded.
Pate?
Like, it's deep.
Whoa.
You have a sound coming.
with the three circles for...
You even
for
remember
your,
how it's needed.
So, no, the three circles for your video, for your VHS tapes. VHS, video tape, come on. No, you won't make me feel old. You won't make me. And I think, like, growing up in Nairobi as a 90s kid was like technology was coming, but not as fast.
Yeah.
Like we had to play. Like kids don't get playing as much these days, but we had to play. Like, Kalongo was a thing, like
Kalongo.
Kalongo.
something.
There was a song for it.
Yeah.
That I don't know the song. What? Guys, there was a song for Kalongo.
Yeah, it's utakufa bila bwana. I think it was Kalongo Longo ni mbaya utakufa bila bwana.
Guys, kama utakufa bila bwana, this is not.
Mini licheza.
Ate?
Kalongo Longo.
Oh, yeah.
It was deep.
Yeah, you are super pretty. Are you the wife always or the daughter?
No. I'm sort of cooking and stealing and getting beaten for it.
Why were you stealing?
See, you need rice and a kanyanya.
Oh, wow. No sand.
No, us, we had even two small jikos.
No sand. Damn.
It was real food. Like, we didn't even chapo.
Damn. Even this was elaborate. Chapo. I feel you're like in the middle class.
I can't.
And the one thing I remember in our family, my big bro made rice for Kalongo. And my mom was like, he made it so well, my mom was like, that's your lunch.
I can't.
Imagine.
Ours were so small. Like our two ninis was, it was like a kitchen set that was so tiny. Like a friend of mine, they had like, in Itwangaji. Blacksmith
again.
Well, as in that was what their family used to do.
Uh-huh.
So the dad made for her like a whole set, a small jiko, a small pan, a small everything. Damn. That's how we were
damn
to cook.
If you don't have a dad now, it's hey, dad goals. What?
Yeah, we had everything.
The only one thing I remember about tiny things, us being as dumb as we were with Mark.
I'm
mentioning my small bro. We took the kiwi, the huge kiwi one. So
and used it as a nini.
As we thought we'd washed it well. So we cut, we stole a potato and cut it and try to fry it. Oh, the stomach upset we had. The stomach upset we had. Oh.
Even as we said, those kiwi things.
Really?
It was better.
How? Did you wash it well?
Because you never got. Yeah, you never had. Hey, no. But it, things used to be, get interesting. People actually trying to have sex when you're playing kalongo longo. Oh. Like chababasha mama, as in people were.
I would be shocked until like, what was it last year we had about those classmates having an orgy?
Yeah, like people are trying to actually.
Where did they know what to do?
I don't know what to go through because our bathrooms were outside from the houses. So what were we going to get?
Damn. Damn. I think like, you know when you're hitting puberty and you're.
Mm.
Your system is starting to work. That's the best way I can put it. When your system, it's very confusing. So how are you young and you're like, I know where it
was. It was just that curiosity. Oh. No, they definitely didn't know where it was going. It's just.
Oh my God. I feel like I missed out on something.
Yeah. I think my childhood was interesting.
Your childhood clearly was interesting. Clearly. But you traveled a lot as a kid. How was that? Because I never got it. Like, you were going
like
from...
moving from places to places.
Yeah.
I just fit in.
Well, wait, what was that? Did you ever have, like, culture shock?
No, I never had. I had culture shock when I went to a private school. That's when I had culture shock.
Well, what is the one thing that you can remember that you were, like, a kid and you were just, like, blown away by?
I think when you're on a school on a bus.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I was a kid on the bus.
Yeah.
From when I was young.
I was like,
oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was about.
But even when I got to high school, the things that were still shocking me. Like people would come with a lot of shopping. According to budget. Because some people are just like, whoa! That's Debbie. I'm just like, whoa! Well, to everything.
Debbie.
Yeah.
Really?
Her shopping was so much better than mine always.
Oh. Okay, I was in boarding and I totally relate to this.
Yeah, right.
I was.
No. Hilary was not in boarding.
Hilary
was in boarding, I think, for a month.
I don't know. Like the thing with, like, I don't know, with boarding. Like, I don't know, like, as 90s kids, like, we were, it was like put in our heads, like, boarding is a rite of passage.
Yeah,
like, it's
so
something
early.
Yeah.
It's too early.
Like I just looked at my mom. Like, I remember when I entered the house that I saw, like, the box. Like Kenya, we have this obsession with metallic boxes. These still get broken into.
I remember someone had wooden ones.
Ate? Wooden ones?
Yes.
Somebody just wants to steal, so they just remove a nail and they chop, go with your sugar.
They were hard.
So somebody can just remove a nail and go with your sugar.
Yeah, you can't just remove a nail.
I can't. Well, I really want to know where the version of the metallic box came in. I really want to know who was like...
to be different, is that to be black or blue? Those are the only versions you could get.
Because in primary, because my primary had a boarding section, but everyone had suitcases. So, me going into high school, I'm seeing this metallic box. It's a culture shock to me. I'm like, what are this?
Yeah.
You have to buy a padlock.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, what was more secure? Like, where was it more secure to put your things? In your locker or in your box?
In your locker.
At it? But the locker
for me,
has
it was the locker.
It had those two tiny. Oh, you are. Let me. Boys are savage. Boys used to pick the locks.
Okay.
I remember I used to sit nearby. I used to sit with the dining hall captain. The dining hall captain, when they came, we don't know how this happened, but his bread was stolen.
Okay.
And it was chaos. He ordered people to have a wordless slice of bread the next day. Because
it was payback.
Because it was like, he punished the whole school instead of just the people in our class.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, growing up, like, that mentality you need to go to boarding to be someone, to be responsible.
But I think it's because our parents were really trying to work hard. I think they were going through something.
I don't know. But, like, I feel as an 80s kid, I feel, well, we're the last generation to be, like, given a proper beating.
Yeah, definitely. Where are you going to run? They are walking this street.
Or, like, I own this.
Because,
like, well, damn, like, we were beaten. What? I like
but
the...
them, like our parents were beaten worse.
Yeah, hey.
Like near death.
Oh my God. Okay, because I had this theory. Like our parents, my mom told me the reason they were bendy was that you couldn't predict who was gonna live at the end of the day. So you have like 9 kids for 5 of them to survive. You see, so I'm like, you've battled all these diseases that will survive and you have been beaten. Oh my God. Beatings are bad. Me at the height of my beating, I was beaten with a rolling pin. That was... What's the worst weapon? By teacher, by parent, by someone. What was the worst weapon? Put upon you.
I think an umbrella.
An umbrella. You beat him with an umbrella.
Okay, kabunjika. Make it fell apart.
Guy, you know, for 90s kids, it's not these umbrellas you buy in town these days. They're like break. Those ones, the rainbow ones used to stay for a while.
They still stay if you get there, like that old one.
Yeah, well, wait, that whole.
I'm asking for Nini, honestly.
Wait, that whole cushion effect didn't help with the umbrella. You just felt it.
It's not even.
Oh my God.
I think that's the worst.
I like how we started. Guys, this day is genuinely travel, though. You know, I realized. Us, we had no vacations. No holidays.
Yeah,
at your parents going out of your way just to say we're going to Mombasa. What? Mombasa was a thing which you learned in social studies and that's
it. Yeah, unless your school like has some trip.
I don't want to get into this school. I was one of those schools, but still... Family vacations are not an African thing. Okay, I'm late. Now they are, but...
Not one and that is South Africa, Dubai, US. People are actually sending their children alone.
Really?
Like some people are used to flights. Like some children are used to flights. Hilary. Since in Europe,
I got my passport last year. For context. I've gone to Uganda and Rwanda. That's about it. Like, 90s kids, we never had the luxury of, like, having holidays. Like, those are a thing you saw on TV. On TVs. God. Come on, Baba, just to add to it, like, I watched Sarafina as an adult. Not good.
Okay.
My sibling has swore not to watch it. This song's a lit. I'm so happy this is not YouTube. We would be copyrighted like bam. Like Sarafina was lit. Is that really the only African story we ever watched?
Yes.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
My mom had the neon tape. A lot of this old African artists on like videotape, yeah, like Billy Bell and
your
stuff.
Mom was woke.
They don't like cassettes. We'll get into cassettes. Hey, cassettes. Mm. But like videotapes, like my mom used to, and she's like, rewind. I say, yeah, you know, it's funny. After all this we've gone through, we still have to forward the same way Netflix. Like, after all we've gone through, the same way we forward Netflix now is the same way we used to forward. But tips used to take a while. used to take a while.
Pen. I
saw we put one of my mom's tapes and one day she just put it. One of her favorite African artists. Mm. She had Judy MX. She just asked. No one. We didn't say anything. We couldn't because we were so scared. Like, we were so scared. What's the one thing?
But your mom looks so weird. Like, she can't even.
My mom, this is what I'm told. My mom lost strength after the third child. The first, second, and third child due.
Oh, no, I drew up his body.
Those 80s kids, them, they went through a beating. Yeah. Us, my mom was like tired, and then. The fourth child that was a holy joke. He never used to do anything wrong. And then me, like the strength was gone at that point.
Just like, you know what? We're talking.
Oh God. But being 90s, I feel we grew up with good music though.
Yeah.
At some point. Like, the thing is, till now, you can still sing Boomba Train beginning to end. Like, I'm so happy we were with that wave. It was just coming, like, wow. It was just amazing. Like, the music. Well, now we have Amlambes, which is... which is like the Gen Z version of our Bumba Train time. Like,
it's getting old though. Yeah,
it really is.
Wow, yeah, my mom doesn't really care. Nafia Nini, she doesn't care.
Oh my god, like, yeah, that's another thing as 90s kids, like, whatever you are doing, it does not matter. It does not matter. You gotta stop for your mom.
Yes, definitely.
There is no compromise.
I'm just like, hey, before a shoe passes through this wall.
A shoe. Yeah. You're beaten with a shoe.
Yeah, I was beaten with everything.
Everything. Now, why do they used to grab everything that was close? And like, it didn't. I think the another thing about 90s kids was waiting for visitors to leave. Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you used to do that? Like one day, I plainly just went up. I was like, this guest isn't leaving. I just went and was like, are you going to eat those? And my mom was just there looking at me like,
blasphemy. What have you done? Embarrassment.
Did I raise you, child? And the guy was like, okay. I think he got the African code. But she was there. But I was too impatient. And there were those cream biscuits and... It was either my bros or me. So somebody had to snap first, you know. Like, wow. Hey. I remember in supermarkets. In supermarkets. I like how kids in this guy just pick Kinder Joy. Kinder Joy is 140 shillings. In Kenyan money, that is a lot of money. Kids can pick up Kinder Joy. Us, I don't even know why they used to put those chocolate things at the... Like, you just looked at your mom and your mom is like... It's like when you go out on a date with a chick and then, like, the bill comes, they just took away, like...
Did you say chicken or cheek?
Chick.
Who even says chick anymore?
I don't know. I'm old.
You see, he said it himself. See me.
Like, you're just there looking at your mom, like, can I have chocolate? She's looked past the till outside, ready to leave. Like, what? It was troublesome. But I wouldn't, like, give anything to, like, 90s was lit. Like, we were digital, like, how do those people who move from one place to another, like, the Maasai.
Migration.
Yeah, we were digital.
Migration, nomads.
We're, oh, yeah, we were digital nomads, you know, as we are. It's just been interesting. I don't know.
It has.
Growing
but
up.
Me, I'd want to be raised in Ryan's place.
Ate?
Just to see how I'd turn out. I'm sure I'd be a spoiled, annoying thing. Anything. Yeah.
Princess Queen.
Yes, my Instagram. Ningekuwa na Instagram sahi. Ryan's age. She's 8, turning 9. Ningekuwa nayo.
Mama, my dance video. Talk video tonight.
Yeah.
You'd be killing it on TikTok though. Yeah. I feel you'd be a TikTok star now.
Oh, from Kenya.
Oh my God. Yeah. So, if you're a 90s kid, tell us, like, oh, what did you go through? Like, go to her comments. I'm sure she's posted a photo today. Haven't you? Hopefully.
No.
You don't have photos.
I don't have any photos to post.
Oh, if you're a 90s kid and you remember anything growing up in Nairobi, matatus, sitting four of you.
Matatus. I've seen so many things have changed.
Like before, Nani, Michuki rules.
Yeah, no seat belts. Yani, but shit.
We just used to go.
No speed governor.
We just used to go. As long as you arrive, you've arrived.
Yeah.
There is no, your safety matters.
True.
Your parent will make you stand, but you still had to be to
but
stand.
But it was an interesting time.
It was.
We didn't care about the way you dressed, we didn't care.
Who's flexing for the gram?
Yeah, we're just leaving.
Telephone booths.
It was such a nice time.
Telephone booths.
Can we go back?
No.
We might share social media.
A simpler time.
Yeah.
No YouTube videos.
Yeah.
No podcasts.
Mm-mm.
It's just a matter of I love you, I'll see you when I see you. In the evening. Like, guy, when you left, like when our parents left each other in the morning. You just hope she's there in the evening. Hakuna tikupiga extension yake. My insecurity, my God, I die. And I.
No, I need to live to 1990.
I know.
I can't.
Anyway, guys, we hope to do this more regularly now. To be consistent.
The other one, he learned it too much. We sounded, I don't know how.
We really sounded off.
So strange. I'm glad I get a sound.
No. This one, regardless of how it sounds, it's just going up. You don't want it to go up now?
I don't know.
I can't. Okay, guys, we'll catch you in the next podcast. This has been me, your Melon.
The next one.